Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Keith Engel, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Tax Professionals, joining us on the line. We want to talk about tax-free investments. And of course, it's an important time to do that as we have just begun the new tax or financial year. Professor, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good this morning, yes. And if you want to know about tax-free investments, right?
I do. We do.
Yes.
Tell us.
There are two things here. Just to quickly note, there's your tax-free savings investment accounts, and then there's your normal interest-free amount. So you don't have to do anything special, that every person gets up to $23,800 of interest tax-free. So if you're putting money in the bank and earning a little bit of interest, that doesn't require anything special. The thing that you're focusing on are these additional tax-free accounts, which cover interest in capital gains and dividends. They cover various forms of investment, right? Yes. So that's a special account. You can have your basic account. You don't take any work. You just put money in a money market account. That's interest-free up to $23,800.
Right.
But if you're looking to do something additional, what you can have is a tax-free savings account that gives you more flexibility, and that's for more medium-term planning. And that would be maybe more like a 3, 4, 5-year horizon. And in that case, you're allowed to contribute up to $36,000 a year or up to about $3,000 a month on average if you want to use a debit order. And then that money will grow tax-free.
Right. And then, of course, there are a whole lot of there are a whole lot of products where you can invest them, and after a certain period, that becomes tax-free. How does that work?
Well, the way it works is you can put money – if you take a look on the Internet, it's fairly simple. You know, where do you go? You go to your providers. The three sets of providers are: one would be the banks, two would be the insurers, and three would be the collective investment schemes. And either any one of them, they would offer, any large company would offer this as a special product. They would say, keep this as a separate account, and you can invest accordingly, like you say, in a collective investment scheme, which might grow a little bit more, or even a bank can do it, depending on what you want it to do. But the banks would then have special forms and say, I want this to be my tax-free savings account. And the reason why you want that to be separate is in order to meet the SARS rules. If you mix it with everything else, it won't meet the SARS rules. And the main benefit of this account is there's no limit to the growth. So whatever is in there will grow tax-free. There's not the $23,800 limit that you have for your interest. So that can be quite substantial as you build up the account for a while.
The return on these types of investments, is it generally a little bit lower?
Well, I think it is. Now, I haven't really done the calculation, but rumor is that because there's some regulation with it, and because you know that you're going to get tax-free amounts, that the growth would be a little bit lower. I can't imagine it being very much unless they're trying to take advantage. They're trying to share some of the tax savings. But it should, on average, be roughly the same.
Are South Africans generally quite up to speed in this, or are we a little bit more complacent like we are in a lot of other areas?
I think the purpose of this, like other savings products, was to get you to save if you would not otherwise save. The problem is, I think most people who don't save simply don't save. That's just the way it is. You can create anything you want, but they simply don't save. And that's why retirement is the most effective form of savings, because they take it from you before you earn it in your payroll. If they work this into the payroll as well, maybe that would make it more effective. Because the key is, the problem is people will spend during the month and then there's nothing left. So if you want to train people to save, they have to reduce their amount, their take home, and put it in beforehand. Now, if you are savings already, a lot of people do like these accounts, because retirement, you put it in, you can't get it out till 65. Whereas this is an account, even though you don't get a deduction up front, the money grows tax-free. And this is for medium-term savings. So, for example, let's say you're saving up for kids' university. This is a good thing you may want to do. It's more of a medium-term advice. And people who have various – who do save, this is a nice part of their portfolio.
One of our listeners asking, if someone derives an income from an online business based in one country but they live in another, where do they pay tax?
So that's a different thing entirely. So let's say you live in one place – but you're earning money elsewhere.
Right.
Well, the place where you earn the money has the first right of taxation. Then South Africa will pick up the difference. So let's say you're earning your money in Dubai. Well, then Dubai doesn't tax you at all. But South Africa, say you're a South African resident, and therefore you're going to pay pretty much your full amount on your savings product. Which it depends on the country. Let's say you're in Botswana, you earn the money in Botswana, it's 25%, and then South Africa, say you're a resident, and therefore will pick up the extra 3.
Right,
so
right.
That's a cross-border issue. These products here on savings are not cross-border.
Right, of course. So before we let you go, where do people find out about them? If somebody's listening and says, you know what, that's actually an excellent idea, I'll take 3,000 Rand a month, put it into one of these savings on a debit order, what's the first port of call?
I think what you can do, the easy port of call typically is going to your bank, or, you know, if you have a current provider already. So if you, let's say you have an investment advisor already, you call them up and you say, I want to choose one. Usually that's usually going through a broker or the bank directly, but you can actually go on internet and you can take a look and you'll see. I mean, you'll see there's Investec, there's Nedbank, there's Absa, Standard, Sunlum, Old Mutual. I'm not being exclusive here. It's very easy to see it. The key is you just want to set up the paperwork easily. So it's good to have a good intermediary, a broker or something that makes it easy
to
for you to do it. And that's the essence. The other thing, too, is be careful. When you put money in, you don't want to put too much in because you can get a penalty. And two, you don't want to withdraw money unnecessarily because even though you only can put 36,000 a year, there's another limit that says you can't put more than 500,000 in your lifetime. So you want to make sure you don't actually waste the 500,000.
Absolutely right. Unfortunately, that is where we have to leave it. Professor Keith Engel, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Tax Professionals. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us.